It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. That was a nice highlight yesterday. I enjoy any time that fat guy gets a touchdown. Big boy touchdowns are always something I enjoy. Vidarian Lowe breaking off from the block and getting open in the end zone. Drake floated one right into his hands. He caught it, and the rest is history. They didn't win the game, but that was a nice play there. And I thought it was indicative of a more, creative
sure.
game plan there for Alex Van Pelt, someone who I think heard the noise this week and decided to come out with a pretty strong strategy. And I think Drake May and the offense executed it pretty well. I mean, they're still limited. They are what they are. But I thought in general, that's good Rams team over there with some good players up front. Not the best secondary in the world, although I do think they're a little underrated. And May and the offense, I thought, did a nice job of taking what the defense gave them, of sort of tricking them a little bit. Now, it was juxtaposed with the Rams, who were pretty much doing whatever they wanted to the Patriots defense, and Sean McVay and the rest of those guys kind of marching up and down the field, getting into the end zone, scoring all those touchdowns. But I thought Alex Van Pelt had a pretty good day. Not as good as Stiz during trending thought everything was going. Stiz, if you missed it during trending, I didn't realize this, but the Patriots might be going to the playoffs here.
Patriots now fall to 8-4 on the season after
8-4. Where the hell did you get that from? Where'd 8-4 come from?
I am so sorry. All I can say is that I have so much stuff scribbled all over my trending report. But you know, it's like that thing: dress for the job that you want, not
exactly.
the job you have.
Speak it into existence.
Exactly. That's what I was going for.
What I thought you were referring to was what I see a lot of the Bill Belichick loyalists who keep popping up every time they lose a game.
I'm one of them.
Talking about, well, if Bill was coaching the team, be an 8-win team. They'd be playoff bound, and this would be totally different, and they were stupid for firing Bill. And if Bill was here, everything would be so much better. Like, really? It's amazing how the Bill Belichick loyalists went from when they were 1-6. If Bill, this team's worse than last year's team, right? That's what people were saying. Last year's team with Bill, that was better than what you're seeing right now. I bet you miss Bill now, don't you? And now it's, well, if Bill was coaching this team, they'd have 8 wins. Like, which one is it? Was last year's 4-win team better than this team? Or would Bill coaching this team make it an 8-win team headed for the playoffs? It's got to be one or the other, folks. It can't be both.
Well, I got into a big fight with a guy in the post-game show last night. I know, surprise, surprise.
You got in a fight with someone?
The guy was telling me about, like, how good a coach Bill was the last few years and how none of this stuff would have happened. And I'm fine.
That's insane.
It really is. Were they under a rock for the last few years? Because if you told me Bill Belichick circa 2004 shows up with that staff, this team might be better. I would agree with that. But I'm sorry. I saw 2023. I saw 2022. I saw 2021. It was a debacle.
Mm-hmm.
We used to mock on a weekly basis the halftime shows and the national announcers that'd be like, this is really uncharacteristic of a Bill Belichick team. And they said
right.
it every week.
Every
so
time.
Therefore, it became characteristic of a Bill Belichick team. Poorly coached, penalties, out of position, things of that nature. And to be fair, they're doing some of that now. I was really, really not happy to learn. I had kind of accepted the Vidarian Lowe penalty that ruined your Hunter Henry catch.
It did.
I'd kind of accepted it as that's doing business in 2024. They get you on one of those every once in a while. We saw it in the preseason. Blah, blah. And then when Mayo comes out and he's like, well, yeah, I mean, they warn you before the game and then they warned him twice before they called it. Well, now I have no sympathy for you.
Right.
They warned you twice. You got two freebies. It's like box in like Little League Baseball.
I still didn't think it was a penalty, but like, fine.
I don't even care. They warned you.
They did warn him.
If they don't like it, don't do it. Right?
Yep.
Doesn't matter what you think or I think. There's a guy with a stripe and he has a yellow thing and he's like, I'm going to throw it if you keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ballsy for you to keep doing that. I actually thought it was a penalty. I thought it was one of the worst ones I've seen when I saw the because I saw all these Patriots fans, you people. Oh, this is a penalty. Yeah, it is. It's a penalty. They've made it clear.
It is sometimes. Down. Sometimes it isn't.
Well, I that's mean, how everything is in the NFL.
The Chiefs, holding, they don't call it on the Chiefs. You know?
Oh, you're one of those people.
No,
now.
I'm just saying that you see you're Jonah Williams doing it all the time.
No, Jonah and Williams they also is the false start. He jumps it. I have a new theory on that too. I think.
Wait, what are you talking about then?
I'm talking about lining up improperly as
right when
Logan.
He wasn't lined up and they said that he was
he's
in
off
the
line of
already.
Scrimmage.
But
yeah,
he wasn't,
Jonah
but
Williams.
I think he was.
It's not in already like he false started. He lined up in the backfield according to them. Jonah Williams jumps the snap, which people have been doing for years.
Okay, fair enough.
And right, we saw yeah. that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I have a new theory. I think teams, and I've heard nobody admit this. I think teams are giving those guys, whoever that guy is that feels like he needs a jump start,
mm-hmm.
I think there's like two snap counts or like a longer word or something because we saw it yesterday. I think it was the Rams and Jared Verse jumped offside.
Yes.
Or something. Yeah, there was something. And I'm wondering now if teams are actually like, say we're going on three, but you're going on huh, and everybody else is going on uh. You know what I mean? Like
you're going on hibbity and you're going on who?
Something like that, yeah. Where they're giving that guy that little jump, and the center, if he's not on time, it looks mm-hmm. really bad. But if as long as the center does it, it's that fine line that they give him. But the low one, no. That's that damn penalty we've had since Hockley called yeah. it 17 times in the preseason. And they warned you twice? Well, now you're just being a dink. Right?
Yep.
It's like your kids. If you warn them a bunch of times and they keep doing it, okay, now you're grounded.
Yep.
Now you're being a jerk. Now you're questioning my authority. And that's why I have no sympathy. And it ruined another recruiting video.
Yeah.
That's a recruiting video. And it also, Hunter Henry took a hit to the lower back that was totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
Because that play didn't happen. I actually was surprised he got up so quickly and was able to not, you know, a 30-something-year-old tight end does not need to take a helmet to the lower back.
No, he does not. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phones here. John's in the car. He's been waiting patiently with a thought on Drake May. Go ahead, John.
Hey, you know, I'm just listening to Mayo today is just ridiculous. Like, the fact that he's sitting there getting all huffy about, you know, the fact that his owner went out and was talking to people when 2 months ago, this plan, we heard about their grand plan for the development of Drake May, and the plan was, I don't know if you guys forget, but it was to watch Jacoby Brissett, who's like, who is a pretty good veteran, mm-hmm. who is going to school him and going to teach him the ways. And then how long did that work? Like 4 weeks of like watching him be atrocious. I think at this point, like it would be reasonable to say, you guys were talking about if Belichick was here, they might have 8 wins. How about the fact that if Drake May started in week one, like Jones and I wanted, he would have, maybe this team would have 8 wins. But no, we have to go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With that plan, but we can't question you because then you get all huffy and puffy. But like, it's crazy because Andy, I know you sat there and you listened to it. That the post game press conferences down there have gone way beyond Red Soxville. Like, okay, Bob Soshi is now asking questions out there. We have 10 minutes of like why I was wearing this pin, which I know it's a great cause, but like, we can't ask you questions about, you know, whether you're going to, like, make the team better, but you're going to give, like, five hours. It's just, like, I'm tired of this BS, like, smokescreen that we get. It's like, no, we're done with this. Like, Mayo is got to go. I'm sick of this crap.
All right, thanks for the call. I thought the worst thing about that press conference was when Mayo said we were in control of the
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
It's like he didn't watch the same game I watched.
What are you talking? I know you had the ball more, but you had the ball more because they were scoring quickly. Like, you didn't have the ball more because you were controlling right. the game.
When the other team forces the TV station to put up a graphic, first time since whatever that they scored on consecutive offensive plays,
yeah.
that's why you don't have the ball. And part of it was, even when they were moving the ball, they never got to third down.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
They were like first down, second down. Okay, first down. First down, first down. They never – you held them, I think, to 8 third downs over 10 drives or something like that.
Yeah, hold on. I'm looking it up right now. They were 2 of 8 on
yeah.
third down.
Like
Patriots were 6 of 14.
Your first and second down defense was putrid.
That stretch in the second quarter, I don't think they even got to third down. You're right. I don't think they even got there.
I never felt that – well, defensively, I never felt you were in control of the game, ever. Offensively, there were times I felt like it Drake May and the offense were kind of controlling the mm-hmm. game. They were doing what they wanted.
They were going on long drives, but they didn't all end up in points.
No, and that's
the
problem.
I mean, that's, yeah. Like,
absolutely,
you
that's
can control
a problem.
The tempo, I guess.
Ever since Gerard yeah. bragged about them going like 8 of 9 in the red zone, remember that like 2 weeks ago? He was like,
yes.
Yeah, last couple games went 8 of 9 in the red. Ever since then, they kind of stink in the red zone. They don't finish drives, in part because they don't try to finish drives all the time.
Yeah.
They've kind of gotten a little wishy-washy play not to lose that we talked about earlier.
2 for 5 in the red zone. The Rams were 3 for 4.
Yeah. And some of, you know, when you score from 69 yards out, you don't have to go in the red
that's
zone.
That's true. You definitely do not. 617-779-7937. Joe's in Melrose. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. I'm really encouraged by yesterday. I think, like, Drake May is developing really well. That's his best game yet. Like Gerard Mayo and his coaching staff deserve a lot of credit for all the progress he's made, and he keeps getting better and better. I think like you get like maybe sign T. Higgins in the offseason, get a left tackle. They're gonna definitely be a playoff team in 2025. And I think they're so close to having everything click. I mean the interception at the end, you just gotta. I mean that's kind of the thing you have to deal with the rookie quarterback and you know second year receiver. They're not on the same page, but you know eventually they're going to get that down. Everything's going to click, and they're going to have a really bright future with Drake May.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I think that everyone's sort of on that same wavelength right now, even though the team's not in terms of Drake May, maybe not necessarily putting the T. Higgins and all those other people around him, but the progression and trajectory of Drake May is something that we're all looking at. Now you put this in the email, which I was surprised to read this. But you're like, Drake May gets more love for doing nothing than any quarterback ever. And you're kind of right. Like, he.
See how much objectivity I have?
I'll just say this. I was not expecting to read that from you. Not at all. Let me find the exact quote here because I thought it was very good. The unanimous support of May is borderline unprecedented for a guy who's done so little. He's not winning. He's turning the ball over. And yet everybody loves him. Crazy, but also fun. Which is a way you could describe Andy Hart as well. Crazy, but also fun.
And I would take that.
Yeah, sure.
But
like, it's true. You're right.
It's one thing if fans are super excited despite the fact there's not really much return on the investment just yet. Or even local reporters who I think we as a media crew has dealt with some crap for the last 3 years. Now, other areas be like,
how do you figure?
Like boring games that I didn't want to watch but I was forced to watch.
Yeah.
When they couldn't score more than like 6 points, when everything was field goals, when Cam Newton the second half of that season sucked.
Yes,
right?
Did.
Like that whole thing. And now it's fun. So even us getting overexcited just because we haven't seen fun and offensive execution in a while and a young quarterback and like, oh, my God, we've entered 2024. We have one of those guys.
Yeah.
He can run. He can throw. But national people like the Dan Orlovskys, the Grudens of the world, mm-hmm. McVays of the world, these are people that are supposedly like quarterback experts.
Yeah.
They've made their careers, and they are over the moon for a guy who doesn't really win and – doesn't always take care of the football. Like, that amazes me. It's what, like, Jaden Daniels, I get. He started his career, whatever, like, 6-2 or something.
Even Bo Nix. Bo Nix isn't getting a shred of the love that Drake May is getting. And he's killing it.
Like, what is, it makes me believe we've now entered a generation where my recruiting videos are even more important than I ever knew they were.
You might be right, yeah.
Like, people don't actually care about the final score or the substance or any of that. They're like, holy crap, did you see that throw he made across his body, underhanded sideways? Like, we may have started to learn it in the Super Bowl with Mahomes,
mm-hmm.
when everybody was raving about his incomplete passes in the Super Bowl, almost taking away from, I don't know, Tom Brady was becoming still the greatest ever and whooping his ass.
Yeah, that does, I mean, that's fine, but that also, that can have a short shelf life, just ask Anthony Richardson, you know?
Like, absolutely.
I mean, you can have that go for a week or two, but then all of a sudden you make some mistakes and you start not playing as well and people will forget about all that.
And
it's
I love
really
May.
No more than middle of the pack.
What was that?
That was Bill from Arlington earlier today on Jones and Keith that Andy was referencing.
Okay. Yes.
One guy that is not happy with Drake May.
He's really no more than middle of the pack.
Well, I mean, statistically, yes, that is what he is right now. He's a middle of the pack quarterback. I think his QB rating is 19th or something, but that's for someone who's played 5-6 games.
And that's up with yesterday team, was like 100.
Yeah, it's going up. So, I mean, you know, his rating's right there. I think right around Stafford and like Herbert and those guys, which, again, it's incomplete. He hasn't played that much, but it is getting up there. And I think I read that games that he's started, they're now averaging over 20 points a game. And it was like 12 or something with Brissett. So that's significant. I mean, that with this team, that's significant to me. 617-779-7937. We are waiting right now on Jonathan Jones, who will be joining us by phone, we think sometime pretty soon. In the meantime, we'll take a look over on the other side of the ball. Drake May's wide receivers. Is it time to clean house, or should they clean house in the offseason? What do you do about this? What do you do about this situation? What do you do about Jalen Polk? You had a wide receiver get cut over the weekend, and Tyquan Thornton didn't really galvanize the rest of them to go out there and play their best game. So we'll talk about the wide receivers on this team next. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.